Inshallah, we continue the Sirat. We were busy discussing the Azwaj Mutahharat. Alhamdulillah, we completed the biography, the brief biography of the Azwaj Mutahharat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhunna ajma'in. And we discussed today, inshallah, there were three slave women. One was Maria Qibtiyya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was a slave woman of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she became Ummul Walad. She was known as a concubine in English, Surriya, concubine, Ummul Walad, because she bore a child. And of course, it was permissible to have relationships with your slave woman. And we discussed the aspect of slavery previously, that Islam came to abolish slavery, and because we find for everything Allah Ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala said that free a slave, and we find so many things the Rasulullah SAW would tell the Sahaba to free the slaves, and this will be the reward, etc. We're not going to go into those details now. Nonetheless, Nabi Kareem SAW had slave women, and amongst them was Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was known as she was an Ummul Walad, which is the mother of his child. Rasulullah SAW had a son from her, and his name was Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala an. Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala an is the child of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mother is Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was given as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Maqawqis. Maqawqis was the governor or the ruler of Alexandria. Maqawqis sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the 7th year of the Hijrah. 7th year of the Hijrah, he sent as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Maria Qibtiyya and her sister by the name of Sirin. And he had sent 1,000 gold coins and some garments, and he sent the donkey Duldul and the mule also for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the gifts, as presents. And Rasulullah accepted these things. So Maria Qibtiyya and her sister Sirin, they were sent. And the person who brought them from Maqawqis, Rasulullah was a Sahabi, Hatib bin Abi Balta'a radiallahu ta'ala. So Hatib bin Abi Balta'a radiallahu ta'ala, he presents Islam to them. So Maria Qibtiyya and her sister, they both accept Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes her reside in a place called Aliyah, just on the outskirts of Medina, and Rasulullah would go frequently to visit her. So, and also she bears this child Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala. Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she passed away 16th year after the Hijrat, during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And she is buried in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah ta'ala lighten her qabr and good noor. There were two others. One was Rihana binti Shim'un radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was either from Banu Qurayza or Banu Nadir. She was taken as a captive. She remained as Rasulullah's slave woman. She passed away after the farewell pilgrimage 10 AH. She's also buried in Jannatul Baqi. A third one by the name of Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Originally she was a slave woman of Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha. And you would recall when I mentioned the incident of Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha and Zainab, when Zainab radiallahu ta'ala called her a Jew, and Rasul became very angry with Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha because she called Safiya a Jew. For that Rasulullah SAW did not go to Zainab, and he did not talk to her for several months, 2 or 3 months. And when Rasulullah pardoned her and forgave her out of joy and happiness, Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah SAW, gives him this slave woman to express her joy to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she bore this child Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anha. So now we move on to the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before I mention the other children, I'll just finish Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala, because we're talking about Maria Qibtiyya. So Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala is the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the last of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's children, born from Maria Qibtiyya. She was came to Rasulullah on the 7th year after Hijrah, and Ibrahim radiallahu anhu was born in Dhul Hijjah 8th year after Hijrat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his aqiqah on the 7th day. 2 sheep were slaughtered, his head was shaved, and the equivalent of its weight of silver was given in charity. He was buried and he was named Ibrahim. He was given to a wet nurse on the outskirts of Medina. And Rasulullah would occasionally go and visit him, carry him, and pray with him. Rasulullah was very fond of him. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says, دَخَلْنَا مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ أَبِي سَيْفٍ أَلْقَيْنِ وَكَانَ ذِئْرًا لِإِبْرَاهِيمِ رَضِيَ. He says, on one occasion, we went with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We went to visit Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala and his foster mother and foster father. He was living with them, outskirts of Medina. The foster father's name was Abu Saif. His real name was Bara radiallahu ta'ala, known as Abu Saif. And he was a blacksmith. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he went, he took Ibrahim رضي الله تعالى عنه. فأخذ رسول الله إبراهيم فقبله وشمه. Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم kissed him and began to smell and sniff him. You know, when a person shows love for a little child, brings the person, the child, close to the face, like that Rasulullah showed so much of love and affection. The Sahaba would see this. Anas رضي الله عنه says, ثم دخلنا عليه بعد ذلك. After some time, another occasion, we went back to visit him. He's still a little baby, infant. Wa Ibrahim yajudu bi nafsihi. At that time, Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala was passing away. So it was only about, he lived for about 15 to 16 months only. And he passed away just around the 9th or 10th year of Hijrah. Say 10th year after Hijrat. So he lived only about 15 to 16 months. فَجَعَلَتْ أَيْنَا رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تَذْرِفَانِ. Anas radiallahu anhu reports the hadith. He says, I could see the tears flowing from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes. Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu was also present there. وَأَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Ya Rasulullah, you're also crying, you're shedding tears. In other words, it should not be like this. You're the Nabi of Allah, and why are you crying? Is this not against sabr? You know, understand, this is what he means by saying, and you, Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, you also? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers. He says, Innaha rahmah. This is mercy. Rahman, it is the tears of mercy. Thumma atba'aha bi ukhra. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then shed more tears. And then he said, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَرُ وَالْقَلْبُ يَحْزَنُ. He says, the eyes shed tears. The heart feels the grief. وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي رَبَّنَا. We will not say anything besides that which Allah is pleased with, or that which pleases Allah, our Rabb. And then he says, وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. And O Ibrahim, we are very, very grief struck with your demise. Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala leaves this world. It so happens on that particular day, there was a solar eclipse, and it was the belief of the Arabs, when a great person passes away, the sun goes into eclipse. In order to refute this baseless claim and belief, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivers a sermon, a khutbah, and he said, the sun and the moon are Ayatun min ayatillah. They are from among the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not go into eclipse by the birth of any person, nor the demise or death of any person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the eclipse, solar and lunar, and actually in reality to frighten the servants, to instill fear in them. When you see such a phenomenon, you should offer salah, supplicate to Allah, and give charity, lest any azab comes. So we can understand the reason for eclipse. Nonetheless, Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala passes away in infancy. Like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had two other sons, and the first one was Qasim, and the other one was Abdullah. Qasim and Abdullah. Abdullah had two other names, Tayyib and Tahir. Tayyib and Tahir. So in total, Nabi Akram has Qasim, then Abdullah, third son is Ibrahim. Three sons, according to most of the historians. Abdullah had two other names, Tayyib and Tahir. And all these children passed away in infancy. Qasim was, he grew a little, and when he was able to ride, they say, according to some narrations, then he passed away. In other words, he also passed away as a young child. So Rasulullah had Qasim and Abdullah, and all the children besides Ibrahim radiallahu. Ibrahim radiallahu's mother was Maria Qibtiyya. The four daughters and the other two sons, there were six children Rasulullah had besides Ibrahim, in total seven, but these other six besides Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala, Qasim, Abdullah, Zainab, Ruqayya, Umm Kulthum and Fatima, all were born by Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Qasim was the first of Rasulullah's children, and he passed away before Nabi Karim even became a Nabi. He passed away when he was just 2 years old, and some people say, you know, he reached an age of understanding and then passed away. Nonetheless, Nabi Karim, some kunyat, his agdaman is given sometimes as Abu al-Qasim, father of Qasim. Generally Arabs will call you from with your first child or your first son, Abu Muhammad or Abu Anas or Abu al-Qasim, like that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had Qasim, and Abdullah also passed away in infancy, and we discussed Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala. These three sons passed away in infancy, and we'll discuss next week, inshallah, if Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the first of the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.